You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a trap door to hell, I'ma let them all know. You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go.
Welcome on back to another episode of Trap Door to Hell. As always, you know, I'm your host, Travis Gunderson. We got a great episode for you guys today. This is the best sausage draft that we recorded a few weeks ago when we did the biggest beef drafts. So this is long awaited. I think this is going to be a lot of fun. This is really good. It gets a little bit contentious. A lot of good jokes. A lot of good sauces, frankly. I mean, best sausage draft, so you'd think they'd be in there. I just wanted to intro and, you know, let you guys know. As always, there's not going to be an ending to this. So as always, please, if you haven't already, subscribe to the YouTube channel that you're watching this on. Greatly appreciate it. Comment on that stuff. Try and get it bumped. Try and share it with your friends. All that stuff. You know, spread the word out. If you not already, Facebook, Trapdoor to Hell. Twitter, at Trapdoor Pod. If you have any questions for me, you can email me at trapdoorpod@yahoo.com. All that info is available. And for your pleasure, the movie rankings Google Doc that you guys are more than willing to, or sorry, more than able to use at your discretion. I have the link to that on the pinned tweet on Twitter, and it's in the About Me section on the Facebook. I post the link to it in every single podcast episode, whether that be here on YouTube if you're watching this, or if you're listening only on whatever site you download your podcast at. It's in there in the description of that episode every single week. I appreciate it. As always, if there's anything that, you know, you'd like to talk about, you'd like to come on the show, whatever it may be, you let me know. We'll make something happen. Whether that's getting a movie reviewed and put onto the rankings website, or just, hey, I've got some questions that I want to hear your thoughts on for a podcast in the future. Any of that stuff, we can. But without further ado, go ahead and enjoy the draft. And we'll see you next week. All right. And here we are. We are coming to you from the distant past to do a draft. For those of you listening to this right now, we are recording this for a banked episode. So this could be coming out absolutely whenever. If you notice, we are all wearing the same clothes from our biggest beefs draft, which surprising to hear that all the feedback was that the biggest beef we did pick was indeed Fortnite versus Apple, which was absolutely crazy. That
just like they can't,
that was a bomb. Yeah,
they so canceled good. Dominic over it. I mean, the man, he literally can't show his face in public anymore. It's a tragedy. It's a real shame.
He's about to get canceled.
Yeah.
And Tyler set a record for N-word said on the podcast.
Well, after hearing about
Set a record for blanked out N-word said.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I don't leave him in.
Travis put in the work, put in the hours, and he took what was mine.
It's about driving my power.
Yeah, which was my ability to say the N-word.
You said it so good. I thought you were going to blackball yourself.
But I've been practicing.
We're here. We're going to be doing the best sauces draft.
I'm ready.
So, we've got a wheel set up. Tyler took the time to set up a wheel for our draft position.
This one's going to be more controversial than Donnie's last draft.
If your name is called, you will pick your draft position 1 through 4.
All right. Let me know when to spin.
Go ahead and spin it.
Ready?
Spin it, spin it, spin it. No whammy, no whammy, no whammy. Tyler.
It's rigged.
Look at that.
Of course, Tyler goes first.
The wheel is just.
Tyler, where do you want to pick in the draft? 1 through 4.
Oh fuck, I forget. I don't. There's no middle ground for me anymore.
Well, I mean,
I'll go with the two pick. I'll go with the number two.
Damn it, that's exactly where I wanted to pick. All right.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead, on to the next.
Yep. Spin it.
Tyler again.
Come on, come on.
Gary needs a new pair of shoes. And cheese, your pick one, three, or four.
I think I'll take number one. I don't have as much confidence in this one as I did in the last one, so okay. I want to get my picks in.
I mean, if it's your top sauces, you don't need to be confident. It's just what you like.
Right. Oh. Amen. You know what? Amen, Donnie. All right.
Go ahead. Spin that wheel.
Spinning the wheel. Here we are.
Come on. Million.
Oh.
I love that Ronald McDonald's colors after we lost Dominic from his
Donnie.
Donnie, you want to pick third or fourth?
I'll go third.
Third. I get the wraparound.
Well, hold on.
You get to reach around.
Okay, spin it.
I did.
Okay, now I get the fourth pick.
Yes, he does.
Good job.
I was in the middle of saying that it was Ronald McDonald colors after we saw Dominic fall off the wheel of his
diet. I can't believe
it.
It fell so far, he gained.
He had the confidence to say, I've been on a diet for 2 weeks after he just showed us that he was eating McDonald's. And then Cheese was like, you had pizza before the last show. So
I didn't. I was going to ask him at the beginning when he first showed up with the McDonald's about it. But then I didn't know if his diet was canon yet. And then he made it.
How's his 7-Eleven rewards points stacking up, Tyler? Has he been?
He's been good. He's been good.
I finally got my free pizza from 7-Eleven rewards.
Attaboy. We have to see it.
Great stuff. Let's kick right into it. Cheese, why don't you take the reins and do the number 1-1.
1-1.
1-1.
We're all pick. 1-1.
So I know which one I'm definitely not picking, and that's Raising Cane's sauce. It is hot garbage. It is terrible. I don't know why anyone would even pick it. Why would you even look at it? It's terrible. It's trash.
You're a fucking piece of shit.
So instead, I'm going to pick a superior chicken place, and I'm going to go with the Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich sauce.
Good pick.
Damn.
Way better than Raising Cane's.
Good. Bad take. Good pick. Bad take.
This was on my list as well. Popeye's chicken sandwich sauce/spread is what I wrote down. But I don't know if it's one, because I don't think it's a great 1-1 for the fact that you know that these two, or at least you knew Tyler, when it came to Tyler, he was going to pick Cane's.
I think my thinking was the other ones I have a feeling won't be taken. And this was the only one I had some trepidation that it could be taken. So that's why I was like, I'm just going to get this one out of the way.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good choice. I mean, you guys have said it already. My number one pick is Cane sauce. It is. I could drink a fucking cup of the shit. You know,
I'm delicious.
I wanted to get in the little jab of Raising Cane's trash. I wanted to get in front of Tyler.
I know what you were doing, you fucking asshole. Raising cane sauce is just
cheese. Is the Popeye's chicken on the spicy one only, or is it on the regular one as well?
I think it's just on the regular. It's on the spicy one, because that's what makes it spicy. The chicken is the same.
Yeah, the regular one's just mayo.
Okay. All right. So Tyler, you went ahead and just took your second pick, of the draft, which is cane sauce.
Absolutely cane sauce.
Yeah. So I tried Cane's for the first time.
Did you go to the Oakland one?
The day it opened in Oakland.
How long did it take you to get your food?
I didn't stand in line. Jerry, my warehouse manager at the time, went and just did it. So
nice.
It took him a while, but he was, you know, it was okay. Like, the chicken was good. The sauce was fine. I did not, you know.
Worth the hype and worth the wait.
I much prefer a little kick to my sauces than that had. That was pretty bland. Like, I would probably kick it up. Like, I make that sauce, but I make it spicy myself at home. So I don't see the big appeal in Cane's. I think the chicken quality is better at Popeye's as well. So
thank you.
You're probably waiting or paying for the sizzle, not the steak. You know what I mean? It's not really it's not gonna knock your dick off. But it is good. It is good.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's bad. It's just like being hyped up as the best chicken sauce I've ever had. And then all that stuff. I did. So I did like, I took a piece of chicken and I grabbed the Texas toast with it and dunked it at the same time. Ooh, and that was definitely the way to eat it. The way to eat it.
100%.
Yeah.
You gotta substitute the coleslaw and get an extra piece of toast.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
It's the way to go.
I don't work at the shop anymore. I'm out in the field now. So
that's what I hear.
Good job.
I'm big balling. Thank you.
For the record, for those who aren't up on the bit, I have not had Raising Cane's. Never had it.
Me and Nicole went about a couple weeks ago. It was about 30, 45 minute wait from back of the line to getting your food.
That was at the Oakland one, I assume?
At the Oakland one, yes.
Yeah. All right, Andrew, who's got the third pick here?
All right, Donald, go ahead and make your third pick.
My personal one that I like a lot is the Taco Bell Volcano Sauce.
The Volcano Sauce?
Yeah.
Is it discontinued? I haven't heard of this.
Yeah. It discontinued in 2013. Oh. Used to have that really, really red shell, and then they had a Volcano Sauce in it. It was pretty spicy, actually.
Oh, I remember this from the Volcano Tacos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Yeah. I remember this now. Yeah. I forgot. I couldn't even begin to tell you how that tasted at this time.
I still like it. I know.
That shit was good. I remember looking at the picture. Once you look at the picture, you get the taste back.
You got it up on your phone? Yeah. Look at that.
Oh man. Makes me want to just go fuck up some Taco Bell.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a decent pick. I think we got a good. I really like where we're at for number one first round pick so far. I really do. I think that's a great pick. Anybody else on that pick? Cheese.
It's a good pick, mate. Just asking. Taco Bell sauces are still on the table. Just throwing it out there, right?
He picked the Taco Bell Volcano Sauce.
Yeah, he went specific with it.
This is why I said be very specific with sauces. Yeah. I also feel like we could do this again, sauces part two.
Yep.
So I'm going to veer off. We've had two chicken sauces and a hot sauce picked. I'm going to veer off here. And I'm going to take as my first round pick the Jack in the Box Buttermilk Ranch. I think. As ranches stand, it is probably the best ranch. It's literally made to go with everything on that menu. It's versatile. I save them. It's the only ranch I eat. I don't get ranch for home. I don't get Hidden Valley. I don't make my own. I like the Buttermilk Ranch. It's a different kind of thing in itself, and I think it's the best version of it.
I agree. It's the best Buttermilk Ranch because Buttermilk Ranch and Homestyle Ranch is different, but. Yeah, that's a banger. It can go with their breakfast shit. It goes with tacos. It goes with sandwiches, fries. That's a banger.
Yep. For sure. Ty, anything on that one? You shook your head when I said it's the best ranch.
Well, that's because, you know, in the second round, I have something coming up that may have conflicting results. So
who cares?
We'll save that for when my pick comes.
Okay. Cheese?
Oh, it's a great pick. I had the Buttermilk on the board. I expected it to be gone, and it's deservingly a first round pick.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I felt. I felt like I would be remiss not making that because I do have the wrap around here. So I'd feel remiss not taking that. So I think this might be one of Donnie's on the wrap around. So I want to make sure I get it because if I give him two picks, I think he might take this. But the problem is I think he might take this from a different chain is the real issue. I'm taking the Wingstop Mango Habanero wing sauce.
Ooh, yes. 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 That is much better than Buffalo Wild Wings or any other variation.
Okay, good. That's what I thought your opinion was, but I wasn't quite sure. So I wanted to make sure I got it here. And if you were going to take Buffalo Wild Wings version later, then I would be able to downplay like I've got the better one earlier.
No,
But no, I'm glad I got that now. Would it have made its way back around to me?
No, that actually is honorable mention.
Oh
wow! So you grabbed that early, thinking
Jesus Christ. Okay. Yeah.
It was going to be one of them or an honorable mention. So,
well, maybe somebody will take one of your other picks and it would have been nice to have it later.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, I like Donnie being all coy.
Real coy.
Boy, I got it. Let's keep going.
Cheese, you have an opinion on the mango hob?
No, not really. Every time I go to Wingstop, I see it, but then I don't get it.
I don't want to tip any other picks. Go ahead. We'll just move on. I don't want you to say your full order.
I mean,
but
there's no Wingstop on my board, so I really don't care. But
does anybody else have any Wingstop on their board?
I don't have Wingstop on mine.
I don't.
Okay. Nope. Why don't you? What's your normal order from Wingstop then?
Usually I get the rubs, like the garlic parmesan or like the Louisiana rub, and then sometimes I'll go, you know, the hotter ones, but I don't go like the super hot. Once again, I look at the hot mango habanero and I probably want to do it, but then I just for whatever
reason, guy
I don't go.
I like the Louisiana rub, and I'm always getting lemon pepper with, you know, as one of my options.
Yeah.
All right, Donnie, we're going back to you for your second round pick.
Sauce and sauce from Wendy's.
Oh,
fuck!
Fuck! I did.
Discontinued, by the way, for everybody out there. Discontinued.
It honestly should be round one draft, but I'm sorry, Trav. I knew you had this, so that's why I took it.
I thought he would have grabbed that on the second with his wraparound pick.
I was going to do mango hob or that. I didn't know which one Donnie was going to have ranked higher on his board.
Yeah.
Fuck.
But sauce. What an absolute.
It's a monster. It's one of the pillars of sauces. It's Wendy's house sauce that goes with everything.
And the fact that they took it off the menu, like what a bonehead move.
This is how good it is. It was a limited sauce that was released when they released their own version of chicken tenders. Mm-hmm. What, like 6-7 years ago, something like that. That's all it was a sauce that was supposed to be. They discontinued the chicken tenders and kept the sauce on the board for a reason. It's delicious. Yeah. I never even used it for chicken. I would dip my Baconators into it, which was the best.
Fries.
Absolutely the best.
Fries in it. I'd get the cheese fries and sauce, put them on there.
Yeah.
The cheese bacon sauce.
I think Donnie said it best. It's basically like Jack in the Box's ranch.
It's their house.
It should have been treated like that because that's what it was. It was really good. Yeah. Any experience with sauce sauce cheese?
Probably, but it obviously has not made as big of an impact as it did on you guys. It probably is good from what I remember, but
I still ask. I say every once in a while, whenever I go to Wendy's, I'll just be like, you guys got the sauce sauce? And they like it's a heartbreak over and over because they continuously have to tell me that it's been discontinued. But I'm just waiting for the time for them to be like, yeah, we've actually brought it back.
We need to start a Twitter tirade like Chance the Rapper did with the spicy nugs.
I agree.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I haven't been to Wendy's in a very long time, and I just went the other day and found this news out for myself. So I know the heartbreak.
I'm pissed.
Donnie's pissed.
Yeah, very pissed. Tyler, this is going to be your second round.
This is my second round pick, and this is where I had to disagree. I do agree. I love the Jack in the Box buttermilk, and up until recently, I would have chosen Jack in the Box over. But shout out to Haley for getting me hooked onto Ken's Buttermilk Ranch, which is now
Ken's buttermilk.
Yeah,
not like
your boy Ken, but like the brand Ken.
Ken's Steakhouse. Buttermilk Ranch. Yeah,
the buttermilk ranch is a whole lot better than the ranch they give you at Jack in the Box. You could buy it, bring it home, you put it on everything.
Where is Ken's? What is Ken's?
Safeway. You get a Safeway anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of like Hidden Valley. It's a decently big brand.
That's like the little fancy logo kind of, right?
Let me pull up a picture of it.
The logo reminds me of Newman's Own.
You think it's so much better than the Jack in the Box one?
I think it's a whole lot better than the Jack in the Box one.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
If you're ever at the store and give it, I'm telling you, you'll take it and you'll be like, holy shit, Tyler was right.
See, this is where I lie, though. I want to stick with my list forever, and I will never want to admit that you are right.
Oh,
so,
should I
might not ever eat it on purpose, really want to experience
this? This is Avatar all over again. You're just going to never watch it for the simple fact of saying that you've never watched it. Just the same thing with buttermilk. You're never going to eat that buttermilk.
I don't know.
You could always just text me from the side, and I definitely won't just put it out there that you tried it and you know, throw you under the bus.
No, because I'll know internally. All right, well, we'll move up to cheese. You got a wraparound pick. Go ahead and give us your first one, and then start off the third round.
All right, so both my picks are in the hot sauce realm. The first one, that's why I asked my question earlier, because I will go Taco Bell. It's very oddly specific. You wouldn't think it should be this specific, but it is. Okay. It's just the Taco Bell hot sauce, but it has to be the ones in the packet because I have gone to the grocery store and got the ones in the bottle.
It's not the same.
It's not the same. I don't know if it's the thing, if they change the ingredients, or if it's just because you're not dousing it in shitty Taco Bell and you know, they just combine fantastically. The Taco Bell hot sauce, fire sauce is the two they sell, has to come in the packet if you're going to eat it.
Okay. Are you taking hot or are you taking fire?
I'll take hot because I think that's the one I normally get.
Damn.
I think that's a bad pick. I think you should have won fire.
Okay, fine. I'll go with fire.
Hey, stick to your
fucking laurels.
Fine. I'll go with fucking hot. All right.
Yeah, look, they're saying that's fine. I'm just disagreeing. I think fire is
I agree with you, Travis, that fire is a good pick and hot is a shitty pick, but I'm telling him he has to stick with his guns. Stick to your laurels.
Yeah.
I'll stick to my laurels. My laurels.
Morals. I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but it for sure is something different than when you get it in the bottle. The only person I knew who would religiously get bottles of it was our aunt.
and I never understood why.
And she lived by it. She lived by that shit. I'm like, do you not have... We'd have taco nights, all ground beef fucking taco nights all the time out there. She's got, I got Taco Bell hot sauce, and it's the bottle. And I'm like, do you have any other hot sauce? No. Until Mike started bringing, you know, it was either that or like Mike's bringing his like fucking home, like salsa from the homies, you know?
Exactly. And cool. That shit was bussing.
That's cool.
That shit was bussing respectfully.
Yeah. Very good stuff. Cheese, go ahead. Wrap around pick. Starting off the third round.
All right. Third round. This hot sauce does come in a bottle. Shout out Coach Mike. He's the one that introduced me to this.
Shout out.
The pepper plant hot sauce.
Yes.
Goes good on anything. If you want it for breakfast, if you want it for lunch, dinner, it's a fantastic hot sauce.
Oh no, I agree.
Any good diner has pepper plant.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it by the name, but by the look of it, I'm like, okay, I know exactly what.
There's two different
about.
Versions of it, right? Which one are you? Which? What's the difference?
I don't know. There is a difference, so I'm just going to go with the original one.
There's a few different ones. There's chunky garlic. There's chipotle sauce.
Just the original one, right?
Yeah, just the original.
Okay.
The brown bottle.
Yeah. This one right here?
Yeah.
If you can see it.
No, that's great sauce. I agree. That's a real fucking pick right there. Yeah. I think you saved yourself with that one with the hot sauce, with the Taco Bell hot
arc. And Thank picking you. This Thank one. You.
Yeah, what a redemption arc.
I'm just gonna it's gonna all fall apart in the last two picks, but at least I get my flowers here.
There you go.
All right. Number two, Tyler, your third pick.
My third pick, and I'm surprised that this is the first time a barbecue sauce has come off the board. Kinder's hot barbecue sauce goes literally on it is the best barbecue sauce, hands down.
It wasn't my board. Wasn't gonna pick it, but
really?
I would have
thought you guys would have all had that on there.
No, mm-hmm. I have one barbecue sauce and one barbecue sauce only on my list.
I think I know exactly what it is.
I do. I'm upset because I used to for me personally, I preferred the Kinder's extra hot. I haven't seen that around.
I
don't know if they discontinued that, but that for me was the best. Yeah. They had actual like pepper flakes inside the barbecue sauce, and it was really, really good.
That was melt your face hot, which was great. But like you said, it completely slipped my mind because we haven't had it in probably almost 10 years now.
This one's my favorite.
That's a
good
one.
God damn it, Donnie. Why are you tipping my picks? Put the fucking bottle away.
Hey, Travis, nobody's. He didn't say it was going to be a pick. He was just saying it's a good barbecue sauce.
It's not my pick.
You're ruining the suspense of the show, you asshole.
I love it, Donnie. Attaboy. Attaboy.
Whatever, dude. That means your list is weak.
It's facts.
But your list is going to get absolutely destroyed after this. I can guarantee it.
Weak-ass list, Travis. Weak-ass list.
Yeah. All the only three people who have tried Taco Bell volcano sauce are in here. All right. Well, let's go. Let's see where the fucking best list of all time is going to go, Donnie.
I don't have the best list. This is my list. Boysenberry syrup.
Boysenberry syrup.
Boysenberry syrup, is that a sauce?
Yeah, for sure, 100%.
Does anybody want to debate this?
No, I think we let this one slide.
Yep.
I think we're good with the syrup. I'm agreeing with you, Donnie.
I just wanted to ask before we got into any talk about it. I think it's a fringe pick. I think
what's the viscosity of it?
The reason we said it like this is because Donnie had said that, whatever. No, we'll talk about it later.
We'll talk about it later.
Boysenberry syrup. I dislike boysenberry syrup. I'd much rather have regular syrup. I think this is a bad pick.
I don't care what you like. This is my list.
It's his list, Travis. What was that blue syrup that Aunt Neen would bring to camping?
That was Cap'n Crunch syrup.
Cap'n Crunch syrup.
But it didn't taste any different. It was just colored blue.
It was just blue, and it hit different because it was probably like a year and a half old.
Unlike my Fruity Pebbles syrup that I have at my house, that actually tastes like Fruity Pebbles.
Wait. Where'd you get that?
Walmart.
Of course.
Of course, the ghetto ass shit.
That's the poster boy for Walmart right there.
Yep. Texted Tyler just yesterday
about being at Walmart.
I was like, hey, just in case you wanted to know, in the clearance aisle of Walmart, there was a 2-pack of Dark Knight Joker mouthpieces or mouth guards.
For the people out there, this was just yesterday, like 4 weeks ago. So it's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Whenever this airs, this
is a big callback for you guys.
Do not try and go to the clearance aisle at Walmart in Livermore and look for them. They are probably gone.
3 months ago. That was crazy, Travis. Great pool.
It is Mrs. Buttersworth, the Fruity Pebbles syrup.
Well, everybody would already know because me and Travis would have done an episode with the Joker mouth guards in. Yeah. So this would have been a great callback.
Oh, maybe we should. Maybe I should go back and buy those.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I have the Fruity Pebbles syrup. It's not great. I'd much rather prefer a regular syrup. So this is what ends up happening. So the first time I brought the Fruity Pebble syrup home, I grabbed it and I tasted it by just taking a big old chug from the bottle, which was quite tasty and sweet. Now, I have had it with pancakes afterwards. And
stop tipping his picks, Donnie.
You're a fucking asshole. No respect for me or this show. Fucking dickhead. But when you put it on like pancakes and stuff like that, it doesn't quite. You could tell there's something off because I think it's because your mouth is expecting a syrup, like a regular syrup taste, and it's not. I don't know. It's strange. I'll have to. You guys will have to go out there and try it for yourself.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thanks for the advice.
Anybody else on boysenberry syrup?
I like boysenberry syrup. I put a shitload of butter on it, and I like the sweet and the butter
from the man himself. Flip
that. All right. From the same man who took the LAPD versus riots, boysenberry syrup.
What a 2-year-old pull, Travis. That's crazy.
All right. Let's see. I've got two back to back here. My third and my fourth round pick. I don't think anybody's going to take that from me. You know what? I'm just gonna first. I'm gonna take J. Leroy's dipping sauce since it's already been shown. It's already been shown on screen, literally, by Donnie. Donnie, why don't you show it again?
This is the Johnny Leroy's barbecue sauce. It's probably one of the best barbecue sauces on the planet. So
yes. Just to let you know, Travis, if you didn't pick it here, I was gonna take it just
out of spite. Good thing I took it then. That sauce has a decent little kick to it, good pepper flavor. It's not so thick. It's kind of almost like a Carolina. Like Carolina's a lot vinegary. Yeah. This is a little less runny. Yeah, runny. This is a little more runny than a normal barbecue sauce. Great stuff though. I use it all the time. It's great.
Yeah.
Anybody else have anything on J. Leroy's?
I didn't mean to steal your thunder on that. It's a very good sauce, regardless.
I'm glad you forced him to take that early, Donnie.
No, I didn't mean
that. Was good. That was good. Great strategy.
My next pick is, and you tell me if I have to be specific for this.
Okay.
But it is firecracker sauce. So
yeah, please be specific.
So I make my own here. I guess the next closest comp would be maybe like Panda Express. I don't.
You could choose your
own. Like a.
It's firecracker. Sauce. It's firecracker shrimp. Firecracker shrimp is the dish. It's a fried shrimp dish. You make firecracker sauce by like sweet Thai chili. I use sweet Thai chili. Then I use some mayo, some other hot sauces, and just bring it to where it's at. But a lot of people make it from scratch, like just soy like sauce, ketchup, things like that. Not like me. No, they put the actual chili flakes in there and stuff like that. But it's great. I've used it. I've made it not just for like firecracker shrimp, but I use it to dip chicken tenders in and things like that. So do I need to be more specific or is that okay?
I mean, just say that it's your firecracker sauce.
Okay.
Just so I can make the joke of leave it to Travis and his ego to choose in the top five best sauces, his own sauce. You fucking guy.
I also get this if I see it on any menu. I get firecracker shrimp as an appetizer. All right,
honestly, I thought all five of your picks were gonna be like, when I do this for my fries, when I put this on my
just all me concocting sauces. That would have been a funny bit. I wish I would have recognized that from the beginning.
Oh fuck. Oh shit.
All right. That was my so it's going back now. It's going back, Donnie. This is your fourth round pick.
Wetzel's pretzels, jalapeno, nacho cheese.
That, you know what? That's a good pick.
I
love that jalapeno nacho cheese.
I'm an anti-ans guy.
I'm right there with you, Donnie. I definitely didn't. I wouldn't have put it together as sauce, but I'm with you. I'm all for it. That's a great pick.
Yeah, 100%.
But you got to pair it up. You got to pair it up with. Do you get the jalapeno pretzel?
I get the jalapeno pretzel or their corn dog.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Pretzel dog. The pretzel dog.
The pretzel dog. Yep.
Yeah. R.I.P. Sonic pretzel dog.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
T's and P's, man.
I'm an Auntie Anne's guy. So if I have the choice, I go to Auntie Anne's instead. There's only really Wetzel's out here. So, but when I do go there, I'm a pizza pretzel guy, mm-hmm. or I'm original salted. Yeah. But I don't know, like from there, I think they're so good. I do not normally dip anything in. I just eat the pretzel.
Excuse me.
Well, you know what? It's not your fucking list now, is it, Travis?
No,
it's
here we
Donnie's
go.
Donnie's list.
Right.
Yeah.
Donnie's fucking list.
I was just trying to make some commentary instead of everybody just sitting here being fucking quiet for every fucking pick. And then when somebody says something, oh, it's my list. Oh, back off.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've been talking this entire podcast.
This is my truth.
Let him speak his truth, okay?
That's what the trans say about Dave Chappelle, right?
You would know, wouldn't you, Travis? You would know.
I can't stand that mother.
It's crazy that Dave Chappelle came out as trans after all that backlash.
Right?
All that backlash.
There's Jesus' backlash. Take. All right.
Yep, there it is. And you said nobody was saying anything.
By the way, tease and peace to your ex-podcast host, Philip, for being murdered by Dominic Hobbs.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, the beef was growing too much that it just got to a boiling point. And Travis was mediating the situation. Yeah. And that's what happens when Travis gets in between them. He just escalates it to a situation where somebody has to die.
Dominic, I just wanted Dominic to go to jail, really, so I didn't have to buy him that Red Lobster.
How's the podcasting been going from jail, Cheese? I know you guys have done a few episodes.
It's going okay.
He doesn't know how to work the telephone.
Well, luckily for him, I've keistered a few equipment items for him to make it make the situation a little more bearable. The Wi-Fi at the prison isn't great, but we make do. So make sure check us out, Curveballs and Chair Shots every week.
I can't believe he's right next to R. Kelly as well.
Yeah. He's been practicing kiss bets with other inmates.
Have you guys ever had Arby's horsey sauce?
No, I've never eaten at Arby's.
You've never eaten at Arby's ever?
Never.
They have the meats.
I understand that.
You seem like the quintessential Arby's target audience.
You do.
I've never been. I don't even know where an Arby's is, to be honest with you.
Did
you say anywhere?
I was gonna say anywhere where the meat is, but I couldn't get it. I got anywhere, and then I just started giggling, and I couldn't stop myself.
Well, let's go right back to you, Tyler. No, so I assume that nobody's tried the horsey sauce that Donnie was asking about.
Oh no.
Okay. No. Tyler, this is your fourth round pick.
My fourth pick is the Arby's horsey sauce. No, that'd be great though. If I had it, I would have chose it. But for the integrity of the draft, I've never had it. But it is something I put that shit on everything, and it's Frank's Red Hot Buffalo sauce. Just absolutely delicious. Superior.
Buffalo?
Not the hot sauce, the Buffalo sauce. Because, I mean, I basically use it as hot sauce. I love the Buffalo flavor. It's the best I've ever had, and I have had Travis's buffalo sauce before.
Oh, dude, you knew exactly. Did you see my like lip starting to quiver or something?
As soon as I said it, I see you kind of like throw your head to the side, and I was like, "Yep, yep."
Because you just talked about like how you thought I was going to come into this and draft all my own sauces, and then you take buffalo sauce, and all I wanted to say was, "I make it so much better."
I was waiting. I knew it. But yeah, Frank's Red Hot is top tier.
Eli Manning, big fan of Frank's Red Hot.
This is true.
I don't know what else to say.
Travis, you could say it. You could say that you think you make a better sauce.
Okay. I do. I just said that. I think I make better hot sauce. Yes.
What do you put?
He puts Frank's Red Hot.
When I'm making my own buffalo sauce,
yeah, Frank's Red Hot with like
Frank's
extra
Red Hot buffalo and then Crystal's hot sauce. Really, it's just a mix. It's just a little mixed, and it heightens the Frank's Red Hot Buffalo. But it's not mine too. I can't say that. Ken was the one who told me to do that at first.
So when you make your secret ketchup, do you just take like Heinz and Hunt's and put them together? And
like my burger sauce?
I'm just giving you shit, Travis. I'm making fun of you.
I do make my own actual hot sauce though, and you can attest that that hot sauce I blend together is very good.
That one is pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good.
Not good enough to make a top five.
No, obviously. I wasn't gonna put it on here.
Cheese. Top 10, then yes, it would have been top 10.
Maybe.
Yes, I would have stuck it in there for top 10. Cheese, your pick.
All right, so this is the fourth pick. We're gonna be a little fancy. We've done a lot of fast food stuff, so we're gonna up the scale a little bit, and we're gonna go with Randy Marsh's Cream Frish. It's a great fancy sauce. Okay, fine. Thought that was a good pick. You know, fuck you guys.
I don't even know what I understand the reference.
I get the joke. Is
cream phrase, but I don't know what it actually is.
Well, for those who are uninitiated,
I don't know how to spell that.
Cream
frish
is a dairy product.
Can you spell that for me?
C-R-E-M-E.
I know how to spell cream. Are you fucking with me right now?
He knows how to spell cream.
Fuck.
If there's anybody that knows how to spell it, it's Travis.
C-R-A-B-I.
Would anybody like to take a swing at the fresh
part? How do you spell freeze or whatever?
F-R-E-S-C-H.
No.
Fuck.
Close. F-R-A-I-C-H-E.
There's Hold on. You're going to have to do that slower for me, buddy.
F-R.
F-R.
A-I.
A-I.
And there's a little acentos, like a triangle over the I.
A C-H-E. Triangle?
Well, he already did a dot, so he has to do it again.
Anyways. A dot. I spell everything in capital letters. You know that.
So Creme Fraiche is a dairy product, a sour cream containing 10 to 14% or 45% butterfat with a pH of approximately 4.5. It is soured with a bacterial culture. European labeling regulations specify two ingredients must be cream and bacterial culture.
That's the same pH volume of my third wife or girlfriend.
Yes.
Well, now wife, because I married them all.
Yeah.
Because the Mormon church said you had to.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to bang and I was tired of soaking. You know how hard it is to last
when soaking?
Yeah. It's harder than sex, to be honest with you.
Jesus Christ.
All right, your best apartment.
Creme Fraiche is cheese.
Great pick. Has to be Randy Marsh's Creme Fraiche.
Okay.
We have to be very specific.
What the fuck is that, Randy Marsh?
Yes.
From South Park. He's literally just doing a joke for his pick.
We're talking about very serious.
Great pick.
Anyways.
Great sauce.
I guess.
Hey, we can't fucking shame Cheese's list.
It's my fucking list, Travis, okay? Shit.
I'm going to murder myself. I'm going to Jeremy Giambi myself after this list.
How are you going to do that when you've already done it? Oh, wait, no, that's not how that works. Wait, the future.
I've already Randy Marsh myself. I have already Jeremy Giambi myself, if you're listening to this.
I have incepted myself. I don't know what time is anymore.
Oh, and for the future, my mom just asked my aunt if she's drunk.
Oh, are they still texting in that thing?
Yep.
And is the answer yes?
What? Well, wait.
She's probably always drunk.
At all times.
Or she's just starting to become more and more retarded.
She didn't know who Paul Rudd was.
That was the wildest shit of all time. She said, I don't know who, I don't watch Conan and I don't know who Paul Rudd is. And I'm thinking to myself, I know for sure you've seen 8 Paul Rudd movies.
At least.
Yeah.
What enough about our family. Who sauces is up?
What? Oh, it's Cheese's 5th round pick. Excuse me.
Yeah. It's my last pick.
Last pick here.
I'm pretty shocked this one has made it this far without being picked, because I think this is such a versatile sauce. Put on everything. Tastes great. Great viscosity.
That's honey.
I'm going with honey as my 5th pick.
Yep.
It is a sauce. I don't care what anybody says.
You don't have to be specific either. We'll just any honey.
It's just honey.
Honey.
But it makes a lecture if it comes in a little bit.
Honey from the bees.
Yes.
Straight from the queen bee herself.
From the queen bee herself. Honey.
Beyonce.
I'm not laughing, but okay.
Yeah, of course you're not laughing. You know what's crazy to me is that 2 days ago when she
it's
said
great.
In the
hold
group
on, hold on, hold on. It's great. It's great, honey, to put on your pizza Lunchables with Skittles.
Yeah,
it's great.
2 days ago,
I said sauces within reason, not just you just saying honey just to take up your last spot.
Yeah, it's great. It's my
I
list,
mean,
Donnie.
He did a joke pick, and now he's doing honey, which is a funnier joke pick, to be honest with you. But I mean, I would think that honey is more of a sauce than boysenberry syrup.
Or nacho cheese. How do you figure that?
Because
what do you put honey on more than boysenberry syrup?
What?
And what do you put
honey
on?
I use honey in barbecue. I use honey in chicken.
Make a sauce, not dude, that's an ingredient
No. I take my chicken and I'll dip it in honey. I also will take barbecue
biscuits.
That already has barbecue sauce on it and dip it in honey as well.
I'll put it in biscuits.
Semantics. No. What's semantics? You literally got pissed off the other day. And said that you can't just pick something because it's viscous in a liquid, and you picked boysenberry syrup. And then when he
actually
picks,
put it on like pancakes, waffles, plates, You're saying honey?
You said three things. I said three things for honey.
To make a sauce.
You can use
an ingredient to make a sauce.
No, you can't. You can put honey directly onto a cracker. You can put directly onto a biscuit. We just said the thing.
Okay.
No, honey on a marshmallow.
Put it in your drink or something. No. You're not going to just back out of this one.
Your logic is retarded.
No, your logic is literally the same. You named less things that you put syrup on. Correct.
Less
things that you put syrup on. Honey you use for more stuff.
No,
they literally have.
I don't care what you say.
You honey go to Wendy's. I texted you that you can go to Wendy's now and get honey as a sauce. Can you get syrup as a sauce?
The breakfast places.
Okay, so then it applies.
McDonald's gives you syrup.
Okay, all right. That's your logic. Fine.
I can't wait for everybody to chime in on this one.
That's fine. You do it for responses. I do it because this is what I believe.
That's not fair, Travis. that's not fair because three of them.
You want people to back you up. I'm just saying what I believe.
Three of them
are not a sauce.
Three of them are your wives, and you're gonna have them say what you want them to say. That's not fair.
Yeah, because I pull that kind of weight where I tell people what to say.
I would try to get Dominic on my side, but he's in jail and can't vote.
Yeah, good point. They actually.
Yeah, when you get a felony like that, you can't vote on social media things either.
Yep.
Well, they said he's still pissed off. They sent Dominic over to Russia to bring back Brittany Griner for the third time.
He put a trade up.
They just sent Dominic to Russia. He's just stuck there now.
Well, yeah. They just told Dominic that he was a. They just told Russia that Dominic was an NCAA All-Pro wrestler, and they're like, "Yeah, we don't want this professional women's basketball player anymore. Give us the NCAA athlete."
That's right.
All right. Last pick. We're going to Tyler here. Tyler, last pick.
All right, with honey. My last pick,
honey.
I can't. He already took honey.
Yeah.
More honey.
with my last pick, I'm going to choose Jack in the Box honey mustard. It's the best honey mustard around. I can't lie.
You know what would make it better? If they didn't mix the mustard in it.
It's my final pick, Jack in the Box honey mustard.
Is that your for real pick?
Yeah.
It has to be now. I can't go back on it.
Oh.
Oh, shit. Look at what you started, Jeez, with your fucking list.
Sorry.
All right. I'm upset now because I have one that's going to be left off of my list. Donnie, why don't you pick your fifth pick, Donnie?
Honey.
Great pick. Great answer.
That's a defeated man.
Yeah, cheese. Great sauce.
Thank you. It is a great sauce. It's very versatile. You can mix it with like mustard and two.
Shut the fuck. It's not a sauce. Okay, my last pick is going to be... the Taco Bell quesadilla jalapeno, whatever.
Oh, the stuff they put in the chicken quesadillas?
I don't think it's jalapeno ranch. I believe it's like a chipotle sauce.
Yeah.
Taco Bell chipotle sauce. That's what you're looking for, right? Yeah.
The
jalapeno ranch is something different, but I do think this is a good pick. I don't know about taking two Taco Bell items, but this is a good pick for sure.
I kind of agree with it because of how much I love Taco Bell and their sauces are delicious. I do agree that two Taco Bell sauces on there is a solid.
It might have honey in the ingredients, Travis. So that's probably why it made the list.
I think that's exactly why it made the list.
Sorry, Chipotle. I forgot what I was writing. I got distracted.
He just has. We're gonna look back at the list of the graphic. It's just gonna be all splots are honey.
For Winnie the Pooh as a fucking avatar.
I was gonna the momentum kind of stopped, so I didn't feel like I had to do it anymore, but I was gonna take Wendy's new hot honey sauce.
That would have been great. Good.
But I'll actually round out my list with a sauce that
Travis has integrity.
Yeah, I have some integrity. I can't bitch about integrity and then not have it for this. All right. My final pick is going to be McDonald's hot mustard sauce.
That's a good one.
I think this is an extremely slept upon pick. Probably the best place to get chicken nuggets from. And this is the best sauce to have with your chicken nuggets. People will go there and say that the sweet and sour is the best or whatever. Everybody has their own thing. I've converted at least. What's up?
Szechuan.
Szechuan is good.
I've never tried it, so I can't tell you. Okay. It may be better. I never make it when they do their limited runs for Rick and Morty. I never had it back in 1990, whatever, for Mulan. But the hot mustard is always there, and it's the best. I've converted multiple people from their pick to hot mustard. It's the perfect amount of spice. Mustard, and it just goes well with the McDonald's chicken nugget.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think they mix that ingredient with honey as well.
Would you say it only goes good with McDonald's nuggets? Because I've had it with other things.
I've never had it with other things. I always finish because one, McDonald's is the biggest of the Jews about giving you sauces, so they only not give you just enough to finish not your to
I demand it. I demand it way more.
Do they charge you extra?
No, I just say I need more.
Oh, I guess they're cool at your place, because most of the time they'll be like, you, we cannot do that, it's company policy.
I think that's just the
which
way
McDonald's
you
do you go
it.
Donnie, which McDonald's do you go to normally? Can you give me maybe
there's a McDonald's
the main street number,
the coordinates,
Berryessa, San Jose McDonald's.
Berryessa. They'll be
the store number.
They'll be changing that pretty soon here. It'd be funny if I called and complained that they were giving away a bunch of sauces and Donnie had to go there next time. and they just denied him the sauces, like somebody called and complained.
Somebody called and complained. Now we only carry honey sauce.
All right.
You're right, Donnie. It is losing steam.
All right, let's run down here. Cheese with the first pick. He has the Popeye's spicy sandwich sauce / spread, the Taco Bell hot packets specifically.
Also fire, but it's okay.
No parentheses also fire.
No, don't pull that shit.
Pepper plant hot sauce, original Randy Marsh cream fraiche honey. Tyler has cane sauce, Ken's buttermilk ranch,
yep,
Kinder's hot barbecue, Frank's red hot buffalo, honey when mustard
honey
from Jack in the Box. Donnie has Taco Bell volcano, Sawsome sauce, Wendy's boysenberry syrup, Wetzel's. Wetzel's pretzels, cheese, jalapeno, nacho cheese, Taco Bell's Chipotle sauce,
quesadilla.
It's also in the it's not only on the quesadilla. It's also in the AM Crunch wraps.
Oh, cool. All right.
Yeah. And then finally, my draft is the Buttermilk Ranch, Jack in the Box, Wingstop Mango Habanero, J. Leroy's dipping sauce, firecracker sauce, and hot mustard McDonald's. Anybody have any I can't think of the, what's the fucking
objections
honorable mentions.
Does anybody have objections to me marrying my three wives?
I wish you were a little bit more clear on what the firecracker sauce is. I still don't know, you know what it is.
What do you mean?
Can you tell us what the viscosity of your firecracker sauce is?
It's the sauce that like any.
Oh,
it's
Donnie.
Different. I make it at home here, so it's.
Oh.
But like, if you go to Panda Express, you can get firecracker shrimp, or they have it at like a lot of different restaurants will have firecracker shrimp. I have it everywhere I'm at. I don't have a specific favorite because there's not anywhere I go twice and have it really. And I just usually make it here at home now. So yeah, that's it. It's like a sweet tie thing, but honorable mentions. Anybody?
Let me pull my list back up.
I had the hot mustard, McDonald's hot mustard.
Yeah, I figured
and
you had that.
I had McDonald's hot mustard. I had Porky's Ranch. I had Chipotle white queso. And
Porky's Ranch is a good pick too.
Porky's Ranch is pretty good.
Yes.
I don't think it's better than Jack in the Box, but
with the
it's not Buttermilk Ranch. It's a home style.
Yeah, different ranch, Travis.
I don't know the difference. I'm not
such a chef.
There's two stark differences.
What is it?
One says Buttermilk. One says home style.
Yeah, pretty much.
Man. I mean,
I fucking understand that, but I don't. Yeah, I have Cholula hot sauce red. I had Taco Bell fire sauce packets on here. That's about it. I didn't really add that many extras because I figured we're gonna have some cheese. Any honorable mentions?
Step Brothers fancy sauce.
Nice.
Popeye's blackened ranch. It's a little spicier ranch. I think it's pretty cool. I mean, I didn't know this was like an actual like thing. It's called Boom Boom Sauce. Stupid name, but they have it at the A's game with the chicken tender place, and I thought it was like their own thing, but I looked it up and it's like an actual, it's like your firecracker sauce. It's a name of a sauce that I've never really heard except for that chicken place at the Coliseum.
Yeah, like I almost chose like a Heinz ketchup out of the bottle. Bottled Heinz ketchup is probably like the best ketchup.
Glass bottle. I had Best Foods mayo. I just love mayonnaise.
Yeah, I was gonna put that on my list too, because I'm, you know,
yeah,
mayo, but like I feel like all mayo is good mayo.
Yeah, there's no bad mayo in my eyes.
Kraft mayo is pretty bad.
I don't think I've ever had Kraft mayo, honestly, so I can't say all mayo is good in my eyes.
It's like Walmart.
Tastes like Walmart.
Then I would probably love it.
Tastes like licking Travis. The thing that got the viscosity thing started, I was not sure how we were going to feel about sweet relish. So I had Heinz sweet relish on there.
Yeah, I was going to veto that.
Okay, so that was what my, why I posed the question.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A sauce, Kikkoman soy sauce, the Magi sweet chili sauce with lumpia and stuff like that. Delicious. I had the Cholula red.
So next time you use that sweet chili, Tyler.
Yep.
Right? You have some at your apartment.
Yeah.
Take some of that sweet chili, mix some mayo in it, and then get some. Do you have like a really spicy hot sauce that you like?
I mean,
or do you have sriracha in the house?
Oh yeah, we got sriracha.
Okay. Then take sriracha and squirt some sriracha in there and mix it around. And either use like a fried shrimp or a chicken tender and dunk it in there. That's firecracker sauce.
That's
pretty much
firecracker sauce. All right, so I'm gonna make the firecracker sauce.
It's really good. Good.
And what it's gonna be my top five for my next list that I do, but it's gonna be mine. and then there's a Bolt House Farm cilantro avocado. Like it's a yogurt dressing. It's basically like a
Beto
sauce. It's like it's a sauce.
What's the viscosity, Tyler?
It's basically like a ranch. It's like a ranch dressing, basically.
What's buttermilk or style.
But you put it on like shrimp tacos and fish tacos and shit like that, and it's delicious. Just for the people out there, if they ever want to try it.
All right, awesome. Great draft, great stuff. Whenever this comes out, we'll be putting up and make sure everybody who listens to this goes out and votes on who they think was the best. It would be funny if this turned against me and it was Donnie. I personally think that would be the funniest thing.
I know what I'm going to do. I'm making at least 15 burners.
Yeah.
At least. This was a bad idea to do this after the first draft because we just lost a lot of steam after the quality of the first draft we did.
Well, I was also hoping that Hardy would be here to kind of help us get along. But also, we gained some steam there with Honey. We got the Honey thing really gained us some steam.
It's back.
Just for the record, I don't even like Honey that much.
I hate it. Can't stand it.
Although I did try because I went to Wendy's, like I said, and they didn't have the sauce. So I tried the new hot honey sauce and I dipped the Baconator in it. Fairly good. It's actually pretty spicy. I think it would taste good with the chicken nuggets.
Oh.
Good answer. Good answer.
All right, guys. Anything you want to say before we get out of here?
Honey is not a sauce. I'm going
honey
to
is a
with
sauce.
That dog.
This is the terrible take. You know what? I would put this on my Twitter, but I would get no reaction except for Donnie. Donnie would be the only person who went to the Trapdoor to Hell Twitter and
there will be one vote
it.
For yes and one vote for no, and it's going to be from both of us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'll break the tie by creating a third poll with something else.
All right, so talk to you guys.
We gotta do this again. Seatbelts on,
I'ma show you how we go. We'll do it again.
Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a trap door to hell. I'ma let them all know. Yeah, straight out of Oakland, Alameda County, San Lorenzo. Yay, proud to be a townie. To drop F bombs because they go off homes, but don't trip. Take a trip to the moron zone. Go hard, bro. We ain't soft like ballads. Put us on the map. We don't ever toss salads. Curveball, it's a Dumbo drop, and we post it on the deck like a Funko Pop. Let's go. You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a trap door to hell, I'ma let them all know. You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a trap door to hell, I'ma let them all know. From the town to the birds, put your hands to the sky. Hands to the sky, we about to get live. If you from the town, put your hands in the sky. Hands in the sky, we about to get live. If you from the east coast, put your hands in the sky. Hands in the sky, we about to get live. If you from the dirty south, put your hands in the sky. Hands in the sky, you're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a trap door to hell, I'ma let them all know. You're now tuned in to the show. Seatbelts on, I'ma show you how we go. Mind keeps spinning, but there's nowhere to go. It's a trap door to hell, I'ma let them all know.